You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. The other big economic news this week has to do with these names. See if you know who they are. Charles Hamlin, Mariner Eccles, Arthur Burns. Know who they are? What do they have in common? They're all former chairs of the Federal Reserve. And as it turns out, the current chair, Janet Yellen, will soon be a former as well. On Thursday, President Trump nominated current Fed Governor Jerome Powell as her successor. The Fed affects all of our lives, but, you know, it can be a little confusing to understand. So for this week's five things, what you need to know about the Fed. We've got Roger Lowenstein, author of America's Bank, The Epic Struggle to Create the Federal Reserve. We start with point one. What's the Fed's job?
So the Fed's first job, the one that I think Americans are most familiar with, is raising and lowering interest rates. These are the rates that determine how much it costs to borrow money to buy a car or a home mortgage or almost anything else you might want to borrow money for. The Federal Reserve Board, which has seven members, makes this decision with the help of various Federal Reserve Bank presidents. But the leader of this board is the Federal Reserve Chairman. And generally, the board follows the Fed Chairman.
All right. Point two. What's the Fed's deal with inflation?
Well, we just learned that the Fed has the job of raising or lowering interest rates. Sometimes, if the Fed lowers interest rates too much, obviously more people are going to borrow. Those people who borrow are going to spend. The things that they buy, there's going to be more demand for them. Prices are going to go up. And what do you know? There's inflation. So the Fed doesn't want that. Part of its official job is to prevent inflation, so it monitors inflation very closely.
Point three, what can the Federal Reserve tell us about the economy?
Well, by congressional statute, the Fed not only has the job of making sure that the economy doesn't grow too quickly, that is to say, generate inflation, but it has the job of making sure that the economy doesn't grow too slowly and that people lose jobs and so on. So it monitors growth very carefully in all regions of the country, every industry. It is an enormous consumer of economic statistics, and it tries to put together a picture each month of just how and where the U.S. economy is growing.
All right. What about the stock market?
Well, officially, it's not the Fed's job to worry about, say, the stock market or even real estate prices or the price of gold or the price of the yen and so on. But as we know, the Fed pays very close attention to all of those things because, as we've seen, when the prices of stocks or bonds or other financial assets get out of whack, it can have very real and sometimes very damaging effects on the underlying economy, that is to say, on the creation of jobs and unemployment and so on. So the Fed pays very close attention to stock prices, other asset prices, and sometimes tries to talk them down or jawbone them down when it feels that there's a bubble developing.
And the last point, number five, the Fed can step in when things go very wrong.
The last responsibility of the Fed is the one that no one likes to think about, and that's its responsibility for playing fireman. That is to say, providing rescues, or use a word that people really don't like, bailouts, when the economy seems to really be going in the tank. And of course, we saw this in a big way in 2008 and 2009 during the mortgage meltdown, when the Fed, together with the U.S. Treasury, bailed out a great number of American financial institutions. And the Fed also provided a continuing bailout by buying all sorts of securities that it normally wouldn't invest in to prop up the prices of those securities and provide credit to the economy. And if the Fed's done that for Mexico, it's done that for a hedge fund, at least it's encouraged and urged a private bailout. In all sorts of ways, the Fed has played a fireman to rescue private institutions when it felt that the U.S. economy was at stake.
Thanks to author Roger Lowenstein for his Five Things We Need to Know About the Federal Reserve. You can read more and check out Five Things on 401ks and earnings reports on our website, marketplace.org. And send us an economic or financial topic you'd like explained. Just email the show. We're weekend@marketplace.org.